This is Twit.
Going to line two, and Edward, he's in Corona, California. Hey, Edward.
How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's a great show. I'm actually really enjoying it. I was actually listening to the Johnny Jett segment, and I was going to actually kind of lead off that segment. I was actually had a question in regards to traveling to Europe for about 6 weeks or so. And my question is regarding mobile. Like, what's the avenue recommendation for what's the best cell phone carrier that covers multiple countries in Europe? I don't know if it's a regional base or country based.
Well, it, you know, the laws in the EU recently changed. It used to be that it was country based, but they changed the law, and I think it's in effect now. I think they changed it last year to require EU wide roaming. So that's good news. That means you can get a SIM card or one of those portable, you know, MiFi devices that give you wireless access through the cell phone network in one country in the EU. It'll work in all the countries in the EU. You'll have same cost everywhere. So that's good news. But if the minute you leave the EU, suddenly that thing's not going to work. So if you're only in EU countries, not a big deal. If you travel to more countries, then it might be. I'll tell you, there are a couple of things that I'll tell you what I do. But before I even do that, I'll send you to the Prepaid with Data Wiki. And the best way to find that is just to Google Prepaid with Data Wiki, because it's a long URL. But what it is a it's on Fandom, and it is a wiki that users have put together about every country in the world and who the providers are in each country, what their costs are, where you get the SIM cards, that kind of thing. Now, remember, if you go to a country and you put a SIM card in your phone, you're changing the phone number. So you will, and you're
changing.
Go ahead.
That's another question. So I've been to the Middle East, and that's the second question I was going to ask is, I've been to countries where they offer you separate phone numbers, like if you want to use phone calls, or just SIM card purely for data.
So yeah, but the minute you take so you have a phone right now with a SIM card in it. The phones in the U.S. almost never have dual SIM cards. If you're lucky enough to have a dual card phone, you can do that. You can have your old SIM card can stay in there and use it for your phone number, and you can use that second SIM slot and do that for data. But most U.S. phones have one slot. That means you're doing brain surgery. You're taking that SIM card out and putting the new one in. That changes everything, including the phone number, whether you like it or not. So the other way to go, and this is what I do, is to get a device. I call it a MiFi. Credit card size device. You can get it in any country that you go to pretty much. And it will use the cell service to give you Wi-Fi. When I was in Japan, a couple that we were traveling with got one at the airport when they arrived. That's typically what people will do. That gave them 32 Wi-Fi access points. So you could have up to 32 devices. It was very affordable. And they just carried it with them everywhere. They turn off data roaming on their phones. This is key. Because data roaming is what's expensive. So they turned off data roaming on their phones, and they just used the Wi-Fi on this device as they walked around and traveled around. That gave them high-speed data, but at a local cost. And I think that's a really good way to use. Now, what I did, because we go all over the place, and I use this in Japan and Korea. We'll be using it in Europe later this year. So I got something called the Solus. Skyroam Solus. It's from Skyroam.com.
And
you can, yeah, Skyroam.com. You can rent it or buy it. I bought it. It was $149, size of a hockey puck. It's a bright orange hockey puck. And one of the reasons I like it has 16-hour battery life. Typically, the MiFi cards you get in countries, usually they're about the size of a smartphone or a credit card, which means they usually have maybe 5, 6, 7 hours battery life. I want mine to go all day as I wander around. This does. It does have one limit, which is you can only have 5 devices. And with 3 people when we were in Japan, our 15-year-old, you know, he had his phone, his tablet. My wife had her phone, her tablet, her computer. That's 5. No room for me. So we would have to say, okay, log out. I want to get on the Wi-Fi. But it lasted 16 hours. It's LTE. It's high speed. You pay $150 for the puck. And then you have to either buy day passes, which are $9 a day, or you could do a monthly $99 rate. If you're you know, if it's 2 weeks, even at, you know, 2 weeks at $9 a day would be more than $99. So if it's 2 weeks or longer, you'd probably want to get the whole month. That's what we did for $99. That sounds expensive, but it's still cheaper than paying, you know, Verizon the $25 and AT&T the $25 a day. And then, you know, and every phone would have to have its own access and all of that stuff. So there are a lot of ways to do this. The reason I recommend this prepaid with data wiki is it has all the information you need about various countries. So if you know you're landing at Heathrow in England, you can go there and you could say, well, what can I get in England that will work throughout Europe? Now, England's no longer the EU, or it's about to be no longer the EU, so I don't know what the – but again, this will all be on the website. We got a card from Three, which is one of the big British carriers, and I think that worked Europe-wide. But again, you have to figure out – now, the other thing you can also do, if you're on T-Mobile – T-Mobile offers free international data, but it's slowed down. It's 2G. It's not very fast. In fact, I have found it, as I've used it around the world, to be unusable, almost unusable in many places. Google has its own carrier, Google Fi. They do the same thing. I found that to be a little faster in Japan, but still pretty slow. The advantage is it costs you nothing. It's part of your regular subscription. So it treats international data the same as local data. So that's a good thing. And you keep your phone number. 20 cent a minute calls, that's not too bad, right? 5 minute call costs you a buck, that's not too bad. And unlimited international texting for free. So if you're a T-Mobile subscriber or a Google Fi subscriber, those might be adequate for you. Depends on your data needs. I liked having this Skyroam because it was very fast and I could use five devices with it. And 16-hour battery life, plus it could act as a charger. So if you're running low on the phone, you can plug the phone into it and recharge the phone. So, you know, there are a number of ways to go, and it's worth doing the research before you go. So, you know, I bought this Skyroam a couple of weeks before our trip to Japan, and I figure we travel enough that in enough different countries that it's probably good to own our own solution. And I like the idea that you don't pay anything for the Skyroam if you're not using it. You know, you just turn off the subscriptions or you use the day pass and then you don't have to worry about it at all. You know, what you don't want is a device that you're paying for even when you're not traveling. Prepaid with data wiki. You can Google that and find it. Lots of good information there. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.